Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The following segment is from NFL Reacts, a part of the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
You don't need to get that cute this week. Like, as I already mentioned, Matthew Stafford's a pretty good value in your lineup. You don't need to get cute saying, oh, let me reach here and go with Jimmy G to try to get these other playmakers in my lineup. I think Matthew Stafford is cheap enough that he's a great value to get into your lineup. You can still get some of these other major building blocks. I already told you Deebo Samuel's the second most expensive wide receiver. As far as the Niners pass catchers go, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, because we already mentioned how much Jimmy G struggled. He was not good last week against the Green Bay Packers as a passer. And Deebo Samuel is still as safe an option as you're going to be able to find because of the way they utilize him in the rushing game and the passing game. So if you want to spend up for Deebo, I think that's totally fine. I'm real worried about George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk was totally blanked last week because they just simply couldn't pass the football. And George Kittle bounced back a little bit, but now we've seen two postseason games where they're not using Kittle as much in the passing game as you want them to for him to be such an elite tight end option. Now, Kittle did have a really bad drop last week that probably could have gone for 30 plus yards if right. He hangs on to the football, and his stat line winds up looking quite a bit different. But just based on the fact that Jimmy G is hurt and it just seems like they don't even want to throw the football with him, I'm having a hard time convincing myself to put George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk or even like a Juwan Jennings in my lineups this week.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I'm real worried for Ayuk. I think Kittle, at least, you know, big body down low in the red zone, you know, you could feed him the ball a little bit. But if it comes down to Kelce or Kittle being roughly around the same price, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. You go with Kelce in that situation just because of the quarterback. Deebo, I feel like, is going to eat. I mean, he had an uncharacteristically unproductive game against Green Bay. I think they did a lot of things to kind of try to take him out of the game. But when they needed him to make a play, he made a play. You know, at the end of the game, when they're trying to close it out, they used him. On third and long, we've seen it two games in a row where he converts third and long situations off of like end arounds and stuff. That's interesting to me. The other thing about this Niners offense, just in general, and this doesn't have to do with fantasy, like we're using Trent Williams in motion as a tight end offense and short yardage. That's disgusting. How did we allow this? They've done it in back-to-back playoff games. Seems unfair that you would be able to use the best offensive lineman in football in motion as like a wing tight end.
Even Kyle Shanahan said this week, like, I couldn't believe it was legal, to be honest with you, but we're allowed to do it, so we're going to keep doing it. It doesn't seem like it should be fair. As far as the Niners rushing attack goes, Elijah Mitchell, just to put into perspective how absurd it is that Joe Mixon is the most expensive running back this weekend, Elijah Mitchell coming in at $5,900 is $900 cheaper than Joe Mixon, and he's the second most expensive running back on the championship weekend slate. That pricing just doesn't make sense to me. That's why I'm avoiding Joe Mixon everywhere.
Two top running backs are the two underdogs.
Yeah.
And which is like the opposite of what you would think for anything that you've learned about football and fantasy and production and game flow. It's like the complete reverse.
Yeah, and I think some of that has to do with, you know, Elijah Mitchell's touch total. We know he's going to get 15 to 20 touches a game, and so he feels safe there, and you know the Niners are going to want to run the football. Both these defenses have been pretty good against the run all season long, but again, Kyle Shanahan seems to have Sean McVay's number, so we'll kind of see how that plays out this weekend. I do think you can get Elijah Mitchell into your lineup, especially ahead of a guy like Joe Mixon. As far as the Rams offense goes, I already explained how much I love Matthew Stafford. I think he's the best value at quarterback on the board this week. Cooper Kupp, It's got an insane price, but if you wanted to build your lineup around some of those cheaper options, like I already mentioned, the CJ Uzama, Byron Pringle, or Mecole Hardman, that's what's going to allow you to get a guy like Cooper Kupp into your lineup. And Cooper Kupp has just been absolutely insane all year. He's been unstoppable, so he's probably the safest option at wide receiver that you can get, which is why he's the most expensive. You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.